For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we turn to Navy news, U.S. Navy official news early in May. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Rick Seif, Commander Submarine Group 7, Task Force 74, joined on the USS Maine, that's an SSBN missile boat, by Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force Vice Admiral Tatika Tawara, commanding the Fleet Submarine Force, and Rear Admiral Soo-Yul Lee, commander of the Republic of Korea's Navy Submarine Force. To help us interpret this striking event, we welcome our colleague Lance Gatling. He's in Tokyo. He's a principal of Nexial Research. Lance, a very good day to you. This is striking. What is it about this that is a new day? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Hello, Gordon. The presence of a SSBN is a incredibly impressive capability. The U.S. Navy likes to say that when one of these boats is underway, that it represents, if it were an independent nation, it would be the fifth largest nuclear power on the planet. This single boat, and they're massive. They're over 200 meters long. They're heavier than the major cruisers used in World War II. So they carry up to 224 missiles in Trident, up to treaty limited to 20 Trident missiles that could carry up to 12 warheads each. What is interesting in this is that it's really a extension of something that's been going on for years. It hadn't got the press before, but the U.S. Strategic Command, which maintains the heavy bomber fleets of the United States, the nuclear capable bombers, the B-52s, the B-1s, has dispatched those aircraft around the world to operate with allies and friendly nations. And clearly the message there is that if need be, they could be nuclear armed and dispatched overseas and work with, and they have worked independently with, bilaterally with the Japanese and also bilaterally with the South Koreans. And what this portrays is the final most important leg of the triad, the nuclear deterrence capability of the United States is embodied in these SSBS, ballistic missile submarines. So what's interesting to me is that the Rear Admiral Seif, who's the commander of the submarine group 7, he's responsible for the operational submarines throughout the Pacific and the Indo-Pacific region, all the way into the Indian Ocean, all the way to Bahrain, where the 7th Fleet, so 5th Fleet and the 7th Fleet, he supports all of those with his submarine activities. It's about half of the entire U.S. Navy's a complement of fast attack submarines. What are those fast attack submarines looking for? They're our task to find enemy attack submarines. What are the enemy attack submarines looking for? They're looking for the boomers. They're looking for the nuclear submarines. So I believe what is being portrayed here is that the United States, Japan, and Korea are representing that the South Korean and the Japanese, that together can field about 40 diesel-electric attack submarines, would be able to coordinate with the U.S. Navy to protect the passages and the first and second island chains that allow the U.S. SSBNs to patrol in the deep Pacific while the U.S. attack boats go farther into the Indian Ocean and beyond.
Gordon, you have a question.
Lance, as you know, the U.S. is a treaty ally of Japan. It's a treaty ally of South Korea. But South Korea and Japan are not treaty allies. And matter of fact, the South Koreans have treated the Japanese as the enemy often on occasion. what we're seeing right now is a coordination between Japan and South Korea in the military realm. Just a few hours ago, Japan and South Korea announced that they were going to link their radar systems. And you have other news about cooperation between Seoul and Tokyo, if you can talk about that.
Well, President Yoon in South Korea and Prime Minister Kishida of Japan met recently. They had a two-day summit, and they're calling it a shuttle diplomacy, where they've been back and forth since last year. But they agreed to cooperate on three specific areas. One is national security in Northeast Asia, specifically the missile and nuclear threat from North Korea, but implicitly also the potential threat from China. The second area is they agreed to exchange nuclear power specialists to have a South Korean nuclear specialist come to Fukushima and examine Fukushima. Why? Nuclear power is very important to both countries. Power generation plus their export technology in the nuclear power generation field is very big. And finally, they agreed to cooperate to establish closer relations on semiconductor economy issues. In this case, it's a complicated thread, but they've agreed to set aside a lot of problems. Why? Because the United States sanctions against China regarding semiconductors has kind of obviated what was going on between Japan and South Korea. But also, I think they're trying to position themselves to be ready to take advantage of any hindrance of the Taiwanese production capabilities, but Japan and Korea cooperating together could bring tremendous opportunities to both countries and to the United States.
Lance, you mention in detail the plan underway to augment the U.S. naval fleet, submarine fleet, with the Japanese and South Korean submarine fleet. Is that also going to include the surface fleet and the air elements?
Heretofore, the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force and the U.S. Navy assets that are headquartered at Yokosuka on the island of Honshu, about 30 miles from where I sit, they cooperate very closely in surface action groups. The Japanese integrate into U.S. carrier battle groups quite well, and they cooperate in anti-submarine warfare. The submarines themselves have lagged behind, perhaps, for various operational and technology reasons. But I think that this is a marker that both Japan and South Korea understand that bolstering the U.S. nuclear deterrence is very important, and they're going to pull their weight in this whole process. And that's why I think it's very interesting that Admiral Saif was, in fact, their host and not someone else.
So the fleet, the submarine fleet, will be working together. Will the surface fleet be working together? I know they exercise together, but is this a new day for that?
Well, they have historically worked very closely with the U.S. Navy. They have a rich history of exchanges and operational exchanges, educational exchanges, training. There's a tremendous amount of technology exchange in the form of weapon systems and control systems. And we spoke earlier about the Japanese acquisition of Tomahawks, and particularly by the Maritime Self-Defense Force. That is a tremendous system. And the Tomahawk missile itself is just the tip of the spear. There's an entire intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance system behind that that needs to be spun up. And it's very complex, and it can only mean closer and more intimate operational relationships in the future.
Lance Gatling in Tokyo, Nexial Research Principal, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.